Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, scrimmage number two for the Miami Hurricanes is done. It was over the weekend at Green Tree Practice Fields. We're going to get the update on everything going on with the University of Miami football team right now with head coach Mario Cristobal right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Coach, good morning. Thank you very much for the time. We always appreciate it.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
Coach, always great having you, especially in the middle of these hot, hot days. And, man, it seems to be a smoker out there just watching. I can't even imagine going through these practices. But, hey, you're going to be playing in this stuff, right? So I understand you guys have been going outdoors as much as possible, Coach.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, on Saturday we scrimmaged at the exact same time that game one is going to take place. So it was good that we're not going to feel that for the first time in a couple of weeks. And the heat index was way up there. Obviously, we do it in a safe manner, but we had to push. We had to feel that and realize that even though we've made up a lot of ground, we still have a ways to go to be in that elite conditioning mode where we can just go and come in waves. So it was a good lesson for everybody.
Coach, there's so many different things to talk about, and we'll start with some of the guys on the defensive side. Everybody just said the defense, especially with some of the guys you've added, Mezador and Agude and guys like that, even Daryl Jackson Jr., the transfer portal guys I just mentioned, how have they looked on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I think you got that. Then you got guys healthy again. You know, all of a sudden Elijah Roberts is healthy. You know, Jabari Ishmael is healthy. You know, Jake Lichtenstein, you know, he's another one. Moultrie, you know, you've got a lot. Allen Hayes make tremendous, tremendous progress. Nigel Lee Kelly is a guy that off the edges, him and Cyrus Moss and Thomas Davis. There are a lot of guys, and what happened is all of a sudden the line of scrimmage is different. You know, Those battles in the trenches, they just close your eyes, right? You could hear how different it is. So it lends to us being more physical. Obviously, technique and fundamentals are at a premium. Later, you know, the latter part of the scrimmage showed us playing with our pads too high and, you know, not getting our feet in the ground and a little bit undisciplined with our hands. But early on, a lot showed up of what you want to show up. So certainly it makes us a better football team, but we still got work to do.
Your defense, you just talked about the difference. Even having healthy guys as well as transfer portal guys in the defense looks completely different for you. I've always loved your three safeties, and I only say that because there are three young guys that all played a lot of football a year ago. How is James Williams in that group look? Well, I should say Williams, and Kinchin.
Yeah, but and you know, and you got to throw Al Blades in there as well. I mean, he's played really, really well. And then obviously outside Couch and Tyreek Stevenson has had a great camp. DJ Ivy, I can't speak highly enough of. A guy that's also popped out there is Malik Curtis. You know, I don't have a depth chart in front of me. I mean, I could rattle off names. But those two positions, the defensive line and the secondary, has been the most competitive. You know, it's shown, and granted, what we do on defense, it lends to that. You know, it's very systematic, and they've really caught on to it. So we've been able to understand leverages a little bit better. where our help is. We've been able to get guys on the ground in a better fashion. We still have a lot of work to do from a tackling standpoint. We still have some, again, you know, it's all technique, man, technique, and then a willingness to go in there and you know, knock it around a little bit. But all in all, those two positions and the safeties you just mentioned, Avante's done a good job as well. But, you know, all those guys have. I mean, for us, we consider all those guys, you know, co-starters, and they got to duke it out each and every week and keep a lot of pressure on each other to see who performs best.
Coach, you just brought up tackling, and I know that since you got here, that's been something that, or even before that, something we've all been talking about was the tackling. How much of a difference have you seen since spring ball till the end of scrimmage number two with your defense when it comes to, you talked about striking after the scrimmage, Don Bailey Jr., but how much have you seen the difference in tackling so far on your defense?
Well, it looks significant. You know, I mean, that was the number one issue to address. I mean, of course, alignment and assignment go with that as well, but you know, on paper and not having been around, that was the number one issue. You know, on paper, Miami was, you know, at the, you know, the team ranked last in terms of tackling. Well, how that came about, I don't know, and I don't judge, and I really don't care. But I know that we had to address it in a fashion that incorporated technique and fundamentals along with scheme and your alignments and eye discipline. So we feel like we've made a pretty significant amount of advancement towards getting to where we want to be, to what we want to get to. But again, on Saturday, something showed up when that sun started beating down and it's play, you know, 121-2. So we've got to be able to show that it's just more important to us than the other side. But these guys have shown that they can be pushed, and they have been pushed, and they have responded well. And there's a lot of pride, and we're gaining more pride. So we're working, we're developing, we're getting better.
Coach, the offensive line, everybody's talked about it. It looks different. It looks a lot more physical. Are you happy with where that group is right now?
You know, Coach Mirabal, I mean, he's one of a kind, man. And more importantly, the players have really taken to his style of coaching. Yes, we have implemented, you know, some techniques and fundamentals that allow us to rip off the ball and unlock our hips and use our power and play with power and also play with athleticism. And, you know, ever since, you know, we had a chance to coach good offensive lines and have good players, we've always used those guys as weapons too, you know, because you can game plan, you know, certain players on the other side of the ball if you have a dominant player up front in the trenches. So those guys have done really well. There's a lot in store for them. They're getting better. And we've been very multiple. I mean, we've done it all in camp. The menu for us offensively has been pretty vast. So we're looking forward to watching those guys get to work.
Coach, Jalen Rivers, everybody just raves about that dude no matter where you put him. I'm just curious, in a perfect world, what's his best position now that you've had a chance to kind of see him?
Yeah, that guy is the five-tool guy. Rare, you know. And it's because he's an elite human being, an elite competitor, an elite athlete, and a jumbo athlete at that, right? When you're 330 pounds, I know, I hope I'm not offended. You know, you could do what he does. I mean, he runs like a big skill guy. Hands, he's light-footed, but he's heavy-handed. Does that make sense?
Yep.
You know, he can slug it out with you, man, and he can slide his feet, and then if that thing goes speed of power, he can anchor down and redirect guys. Tremendous recoverability now. I mean, if let's say he happens to take a poor angle or someone was able to get to an edge before he got there, this guy can replace a hand, flip his hips, recover, and still find a way to win the block. So, man, he's just a lot of value, and even more so as a human being. His parents, heck, all the parents just about were here on Saturday. It was good that they had a chance to be around their son and watch some ball.
Coach, after the spring game, a lot of the talking points were in the wide receiver core, guys dropping the ball, or finding guys that could take, you know, that top notch, that one or two spot for that wide receiver core. Do you see anything in scrimmage number two that anyone took a jump, or has anyone taken that big of a jump since then for you in your eyes?
I see it at times, but not consistently enough. You know, Xavier Restrepo has been the most consistent player and has made some really, really big plays. A guy that's really popping lately is Breshard Smith. I mean, he's a compact build, but explosive and fast and quick and can make people miss. And he's done a really good job. You know, Keyshawn Smith has had his moments as well. But we're still developing, and we're still going to push that position And just like any other position, you know, we have work to do, but we're not going to ever sugarcoat it. We're going to confront, demand it, be very truthful, honest, and transparent about it. We're going to push because we need to keep getting better.
Coach, can you play both slot guys at the same time with Smith? I know they're both kind of – he and Restrepo have kind of been slot. Is there a way to play both those guys if you're saying, listen, there are two best guys, we got to play them the same time? Are there packages for that?
Yeah, you know, you're always trying to find a way. I mean, obviously you walk in with a system, but then it's got to fit the players, and it's got to change to make sure that you are putting your best players on the field that work together as the best unit. So, yeah, there's different ways to do it, and certainly those guys, with the way they have played, you know, it merits always finding ways to incorporate them into what we're doing.
Coach, I always wonder, you know, and we talk all the time, everybody's always talking about, oh, Mario, get this thing flipped around, and he knows what – yeah, I said, yeah, he knows what it looks like at the highest level, on the West Coast as well as with Alabama, and what you've done. Is it hard when you're out there evaluating? I mean, you always have that in the back of your mind. You know what top 10 teams really look like at the end of the season. How do you feel about this group now that you've had them for a couple of weeks and a couple of scrimmages before this thing starts?
Well, we're progressing. You know, there's been upon arrival, there was a monstrosity of a gap, and we made up a lot of grounds. You know, where it's at, we're going to find out when we place that ball on the tee and kick it off, and then as the weeks go by, because – You know, Joe, I don't get into projections and
yep.
and all predictions and all that kind of stuff there. You know, I just been very blessed to be at places and blueprints, this blueprint where it works, you know, a 4-8 Oregon team, then go climb to 7-6, 9-4, and then winning the Rose Bowl, and then being where it was sustained at a place like Alabama. But all those blueprints are a replica of what we did here at Miami back in the day. So
right.
Hard work works, man. It works. And we're progressing. You know, we do also, we don't ever draw comparisons for these guys with former teams and whatnot. We stress how sacred that Green Tree practice field is. We stress, you know, the legacy. We stress the expectations from ourselves and from within. But we don't get caught up in the outside stuff. We really stress being an internally motivated and driven operation and cutting out all the outside noise and BS. That's not going to help anybody get better.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I second that. But listen, Coach, as soon as you took that job, we have these national guys come on, and the expectations, I go, hey, we got to let this thing play out a little bit before you guys go by resumes and stuff and get what you need in here through not just the 2023 class, which looks so good at this point, which, by the way, has that surprised you at all, Coach, just on the outside now that that's become such a big deal? The future is always a top story. That thing just continues to grow, Coach.
Yeah, I think what everyone in this country can acknowledge is that when Miami is on, it's a different level. And as we continue to make ground towards that, take steps towards that, the focus is on everything here right now. Our most important prospects and recruits are inside the locker room, inside the building. And as it continues to come together, there's more momentum. And when you get momentum, then it's really, really hard to stop. And you got to maintain it, elevate it, all that stuff. So, yeah, man, come on, man. You jump out of bed, you know, through the roof, fired up and excited, knowing what the day brings and knowing what the future brings. But you just have to dive into the work. You got to fully acknowledge that the only thing it's going to take is every ounce of your existence to make this thing happen, to make it a reality. That's what it's going to take. And that's awesome. I love it.
Hey, Coach, before I let you run, I know you had some running backs banged up, and I know you went through that in spring football. How do you handle that going forward? Now, all of a sudden, you got some guys nicked up that were nicked up for spring football as well. Just next man up, how are you treating it? Does it change the way you're practicing at all?
Yeah, we did. We got nicked up at that position, and it's forced some guys to step up, and it's forced us to also make sure we have emergency plans with other players, you know, on the roster. I mean, it's certainly something that you never want, and sometimes camp brings that, and it has for football for, you know, forever. You always try to avoid it, you know, a couple of those injuries where it just happened to be very, man, it's just very freak accidents. But, you know, overall, getting healthier, and we'll be ready to play.
By the way, thank you for Javon Holland. The freaking guy's a stud. He's like,
yeah, well done, coach. Looks, well done. Just, right.
I mean, we tried to get to the whole package. We tried to get to a couple more guys.
Yeah,
coach.
Yeah, we know. Right, we know. Right. Nobody listened to you on that first one, coach. We're going to just leave that name alone. You were right.
All right.
But
you
were right.
Thank you for Javon.
But
we thank just have you. To thank you for
Thank
him.
You
right.
for the guy on the right. defensive side. We appreciate That's that not, one.
Right. You know, thank his dad. His dad's been training. He's been like 18 months old. You know what I mean? He's a. It really is a tremendous family, a relentless, relentless competitor. And wait till you see what he has in store with this season and what the years to come, man. Special, special dude.
Oh, yeah. He hits like he thinks he's about 230 pounds the way he hits, guys. Oh, my gosh. Besides his ability to run. I think he's got like 3 pick sixes in practices. Coach, thank you. Really appreciate
thank
it,
you,
man.
Coach.
Good luck with everything. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Go Canes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.